Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Shonique Tate?
Yes, I listen.
Hi, Shonique. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing well. So my name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm assuming by speaking, by beginning transferred over, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, the Depot Provera lawsuit.
Yes,
is that right? And did you already get an attorney with to help you with filing a claim?
Yes, I think he's on the phone, right?
I'm sorry. The question is, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. You're hoping that we can help you get an attorney. I get it. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for this specific matter? Or sign documents within the law firm. Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma, a type of brain tumor, after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Shonique, I'd like to help you file a claim or help you get started so you can file a claim with a law firm. Can you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis when you learned you had a meningioma?
October 22nd. You said the start date.
No. The question is when did you get diagnosed with a meningioma?
That was October 22nd, 2020.
Okay. So you learned on October 22nd, 2020, during the pandemic, that you had developed a meningioma, brain tumor?
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And now, you are an adult over age 18, so you have a legal right to file a claim or participate in this lawsuit being an adult over 18?
Okay.
Is that right? You are. Okay, very good. And you're a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Correct.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth, please?
August 2nd, 1994.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. That's 08-02-1994, August 2nd, 1994?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you happen to know any other person that was injured by Depot Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay. And did you use the brand name product?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already answered this question. You did use it for at least 1 year. Did you have at least 4 injections during that 1 year period?
Yes, sir.
And this is all before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then now the law firm would like to know the approximate dates that you use Depot Provera, had the Depot shots. Can you provide me the approximate years you were on Depot or getting the Depot shots?
I started around August 2017.
Okay.
And I had stopped around, October 2020.
October 2020?
Correct.
Okay.
That's when I stopped.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So for the start date, I'm going to use August 1st, 2017. And then for the stop date, October 22nd, 2020. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that your response answers this question, which is that you did use Depot Provera, or had the Depot shots, after January 1992 and present date. So I can confirm that is correct. Okay. All right, now I can gather information about yourself. All right, so I'm assuming your gender is female. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know it's an odd question. And then what is your marital status, please?
Single.
Single. Okay, thank you. And then the legal name, the first name, is it Shonique, and is it spelled Shonique?
Yes, sir. It is right.
Okay, thank you, Shonique. And then what is your – do you have a middle initial?
My middle initial – it's on my thing, C, so I guess you can just put C.
C as in cat?
Because I got two middle names. Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Tate, T-A-T-E.
Okay, thank you. T-A-T-E. And I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, if you meet the criteria towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign a legal agreement that's between you and the law firm that would be willing to take your case on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for the harm that was caused by the depot injections, the harm being the meningioma diagnosis. I'll also have you sign an authorization to release or request medical records, which the firm will need that form to submit to your doctor to get confirmation of your diagnosis. But they do need to put your social on the form. Can I get your social, please?
428-77-1822.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I have 428-77-1822. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. And then any forms that you do sign, I will send copies to your email address. And it looks like we have your email address already. It's K-E-L State, S-T-A-T-E, the number 3@gmail.com. Kale State, number 3@gmail. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. And then this phone number that appears on my caller ID, it's area code 662-543-1125. That's your number?
Right.
Is that a smartphone?
Oh, it's an Android.
It's an Android?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can get text messages and search the internet through the phone?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Because I asked because that, remember the documents that you'll sign towards the end of the call? We'll send them to your cell phone through your smartphone.
Okay, okay.
Okay. And so I do need to let you know that even though we've, even if after we complete this call and sign the forms, it seems like you're done. But I do need to advise you there's one final step, and it's called a case verification call. It will occur between you and the law firm. And it happens generally within the next 24 to 48 hours. They just want to quickly get you on the phone, confirm that you had the depot injections, confirm that you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and then confirm that it's okay for them to submit the request for medical records. So it's a quick call. What's the best time that you can be reached for that call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
No, I promise you, it doesn't matter. I always have my phone in my hand.
Do you? Okay. Can I put afternoon then?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Great. Okay, and then next is, what is your address, please?
As of right now or when I was going through this?
Where are you living right now, actually?
The address that you just said, right?
Where do you live now? I'm sorry. The address... So just in case if the law firm actually has to send you any mail or correspondence, they can send it to your where you live right now?
Yes.
Okay. And so could you provide me that address?
805 Lock Station Road, Marks, Mississippi.
Oh, I'm sorry. 805. I heard that. And then what was it again? I apologize.
Lock Station Road.
Lock Station? Is that L-O-C-K?
E.
Okay, with an E at the end, Station Road, and that's Marks, Mississippi?
Yeah.
Okay, 38646?
Yes.
Okay, is that a house or is that an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, so let me just confirm that I have the address, your address, correction, Ike. I have you at 805 Lock Station Road, that's Marks, Mississippi, 38646. And I just want you to know I'm sorry that you said that a couple times. You said it so fast that I didn't even realize you were giving me the address. So my apologies.
I know the phone be going in and out.
Yes, that's probably what it is. I didn't realize you were actually giving me the address all at once. Okay. The next couple of questions are designed for me to point the law firm in the right direction to request medical records of your diagnosis, okay? Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma, that told you you had a meningioma?
It was Dr. Adam Arthur.
Adam Arthur? Is that Arthur like A-R-T-H-U-R?
Right.
And where's he located? Is he in Memphis?
Correct.
Okay. Memphis must not be too far from you. Did he diagnose? Did he diagnose you at a hospital or in his office?
It was at a hospital.
Was it at the
Methodist University? Methodist University Hospital.
I'm so sorry. Was it at the University of Tennessee Health Medical Center?
No, the Methodist University Hospital.
Methodist?
1265 Union Avenue.
1 second here.
Yes.
I found it. Okay, so yes, you were telling me. So he's the doctor, but he diagnosed you at Methodist University Hospital, 1265 Union Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. Is that right?
38.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Give me one moment here, okay? I got to type this in. Okay. Was this doctor?
What number were they? Okay, go ahead.
Is this doctor also the same doctor that oversaw your treatment, your treatment plan?
As far as like the radiation?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
no, that was David. I mean, Dr. David Engel.
Okay, 1 second here. Okay, got it. Bear with me here. I'll have to get Dr. David Engel's information for a different screen. Bear with me here, okay? I'm still on the diagnosing doctor. So Methodist University Medical Center, 1265 Union Avenue. By the way, before your diagnosis of meningioma, were you ever previously diagnosed with a cancer?
No.
Okay. This is the only time you've ever been diagnosed with a tumor or a cancer?
Right.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, now, so just to recap, the doctor that diagnosed you would have been Dr. Adam Arthur, MD, and he's at Methodist University Hospital. That hospital's at 1265 Union Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. And I've got the phone number for their facility from the internet. That number is 901-516-7000. And then next you are going to – is that right, by the way, before I go further? Did I get that information correct?
You got everything right.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then now you were saying the name of the doctor that treated you is different. That would be Dr. Engels?
The one that did the treatment was Dr. David Engels.
David Engels? How do you spell his last name?
E-N-G-L-E.
Okay. And was he at a Methodist University Hospital too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so. Okay, he's an oncology specialist?
Right.
Okay, found him. Okay. Dr. David Engel, E-N-G-L-E, and he's affiliated with Methodist University Medical Center.
Great.
And that's where you got your treatment from. And you were treated at the same facility as Dr. Adam Arthur, that would have been at 1265 Union Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, bear with me here. Okay, now the next questions the law firm would like to know is, do you recall the name of the doctor that actually prescribed Depo-Provera for injections, for contraception?
My primary doctor?
Yeah, it was your primary doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Can you answer the question again?
I'm sorry.
What was the question you asked me?
Okay, so the question is, do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera to you?
Hold on 1 minute. Dr. Dabini Handler?
Okay, Dr. Handler?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was he located out of?
He's also located in Memphis.
I'm sorry, he's also at Methodist?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what his first name is?
Dabini.
I'm sorry?
D-A-B-N-E-Y.
And is it Hamner? H-A-M-N-E-R? Or?
Yeah, H-A-M-N-E-R.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Dabney Hammer. Hamner, is that right? He's a gynecologist, obstetrician, okay. Dr. Dabney J. Hamner, H-A-M-N-E-R?
H-A-M-N-E-R,
cool. Okay, and he's the doctor that prescribed you, I'm sorry. No, nothing. He's the doctor he was at the same location, Methodist University Hospital?
Yes.
Or was it at a, okay. It was there that he, I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So doctor,
hello?
So Shonique, just to confirm, Dr. Dabney Hammer, he works at Methodist University Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera injections?
Right.
Okay, and that's the same place as where you got treated and you're diagnosed and treated with your meningioma, isn't that right? Is that right?
Right.
Okay, very good.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. And did you get the Depo shots at the facility or did you go get them first? Did you get the medicine filled at a pharmacy near you and you administered the medicine on your own?
No, I went to the doctor and got it.
Okay.
Hamner did it.
Dr. Hamner did it. Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances too, by the way. All right. Now, do you have medical records that can show proof of your diagnosis or confirm your diagnosis?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Would you be able to provide that to the law firm, either electronically or by mail, or both?
Yes.
Okay, great. And, Shanique, we're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that prevents disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. They do live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the name? What's the name of the person?
My mom.
And can you spell out her name for me, please?
L-U-L-A-T-A-T-E.
Okay, Lula Tate.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's your mom. What's her phone number?
Her phone number is 662-444-0088.
0088.
Three.
Okay. All right. So Lula Tate, her phone number is area code 662-444-0088, and she's your mom?
Correct.
And she lives with you. So I just have to, that's at 805 Lock Station Road. And that's Marks, Mississippi, 38646. Do you happen to know her phone number by any chance?
I just told you 662-4440.
I'm sorry. I didn't. You're right. I apologize. How embarrassing. I didn't mean to ask her phone number. I meant to ask her email address, please.
I don't know what email it is.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put unknown@email.com. All right. Okay. See, Shanique, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, and so I will be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever signed documents electronically using your smartphone?
Right.
Okay, good. So that this will go smoothly. Before I send out the documents, I want to confirm that I have this information correct. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The approximate date of your diagnosis was October 22nd, 2020. That's 10/22/2020. And then your date of birth is August 2nd, 1994. You did consume or use the brand name, the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year. You had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. You used the product after the year 1992, specifically approximately between August 1st, 2017, up to your diagnosis date, up 10/22/2020. Your harm was meningioma. You're a female. I'm sorry, I forgot your marital status. Did you say single, never married?
Single.
Yes, thank you. Okay, single. And then your first your first name is Shanique, middle name C, last name Tate. We've confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. We've confirmed your residence. Dr. Adam Arthur at Methodist University Hospital found the meningioma. And then Dr. David Engel at Methodist University Hospital at the same location, he treated you. And it was Dr. Dabney Hammer that prescribed the medicine. And he's also at Methodist University Hospital on Union Avenue. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Everything looks good. I'm going to send you that text message in just a few seconds here, okay?
Okay.
I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. It's awful. Unknowingly, you were getting the Depo injections and then did not know that this increases the chance of a meningioma. But the law firm that will be wanting to speak to you to do that case verification call, they're interested in taking your case. They're a reputable, experienced law firm, and they'll want to talk to you in the next 24 to 48 hours. So by now, you should have received a text message with a link to the forms to sign.
Yeah, it's loading now.
It is? Okay, you want to click on that. You want to agree to SMS messages, and then you want to agree to electronic records and signatures, and then follow the yellow signature, yellow navigation buttons.
I got a... Okay, I see. So, so I can just write my initials or just write my signature?
A signature or initials, whatever is easier for you.
If it asks for initials,
put initials. If it asks for a signature, put a signature.
It says draw your signature, so I think
okay,
that's draw my signature.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you.
It ain't perfect.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm trying to, you know, my finger kind of big on this screen. I'm trying to see if I could sign it in a good way. Okay, that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
It'll send a confirmation. It'll let you know it's finished. Yep, I see that you're finished. Okay. So remember, even though it seems like we're all done, we signed the agreement that allows for legal representation. They'll take your, if they take your case, they'll do so on a contingency basis, meaning they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you a settlement. Okay. If they're not successful, you don't owe the firm anything. Okay. That's what this contingency means. Be on the lookout for their call in the next 24 to 48 hours. I sent you a text message with my name and contact information because I thought it's important you know who was the person that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit.
Okay.
Okay. And then.
Okay. Do you know the number that they'll be calling from?
Yes, I actually sent it to you. So the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker or their managing agency, A4D. You'll get a call from either one. And their phone number is the 909 number. Can you see that I sent you a text message?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, perfect. Because as you know, my name is John Maurer, and I'm a case intake specialist. I work for this firm that's here in Irvine, California. So if I were to call you, it's going to come from an area code starting with 949.
I already turned the spam calls off, though, so it should come through.
Okay, good. Okay, so be on the lookout for a call from Pulaski Kirker, and I believe they're going to be calling from a 909 number, 909 area code. And I've given you the phone number just in case. All right, Shanique, I'm sorry that this happened to you, that you got diagnosed with a meningioma, but I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. And I am pleased.
Well, thank you for helping me.
It's my pleasure. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shanique. You take care, okay? And bye for now.
All right.